Hello, this is Aiden, and you are listening to KGNU Media Gardens at New Vista High School.
Big man with more 20 miles for a wheel, let me tell ya.
Hello, my name is Aiden Sockwriter, and I'm here to explain the importance of dead memes. To begin, let's understand what exactly a dead meme is. A common definition for the term is a meme that has become irrelevant or unfunny, often due to excess age or cringeworthiness. And I would say that that's a pretty good definition. Most well-known and well-respected memes still resurface and come into topics of debate regularly. A common opinion is that once a dead meme is passed away, it should be remembered and put to rest, not to resurface until modified to change the connotation of its format. This is where I think most people go completely wrong. Dead memes are the heart and soul of meme culture. By revisiting and appreciating these memes in their original, raw form, we can reminisce in their glory. I'm obviously not arguing that we desperately grasp onto no longer relevant content, halting the progress of new, fresh memes. I'm simply reminding people that the last thing we should do is shame dormant masterpieces as they resurface more powerfully than before. Of course, modification to the original format is expected and encouraged. The only way a meme format can become remembered as a meme in of itself is through the modification and readaptation of its content. Some memes seem to live far beyond all understanding, never rising to full glory or dying in outward rejection. For example, the two cartoon Spider-Men pointing at each other. This format has been used for years now, and it continues to be used without question. Yet I've never heard of someone truly stopping to recognize it as its own standalone content within the context of any one time period. And on the other side, one of my favorite personal memes of all time, Do You Know De Way? This meme lasted a maximum of 2 weeks. It flared up in a blaze of glory, then as quickly as it began, it fizzled out. For those 2 weeks, the only meme I saw or heard talked about was Ugandan Knuckles. I thought it was a masterpiece. Every way it evolved, I was on top of. The month following it, it was mentioned haphazardly, generally as a reminder of its cringiness. And after that short period, it was virtually never mentioned again. I could go on about every meme that thrived for a distinct period, or silently existed in the background, but I think you get the idea. All memes exist on different planes of life and remembrance, and can be appreciated in their own right. And the vast majority of memes, they have to die to avoid falling into a cycle of stale content. But after their death, they should still be given an opportunity to continue living. A dead meme is probably not a good name for the process of meme life. A good meme, although it may go completely dormant, void of all discussion for years on end, should never truly die, and certainly shouldn't be looked down upon for its resurfacing. Now to clarify, when speaking about dead memes, I'm specifically talking about memes that were at one point very popular, and generally considered funny, and well-respected. This is not referring to memes which were already considered bad or unfunny from the beginning. A great example of a meme which, in my opinion, was never funny or alive is the Uh-Oh Stinky meme. It did not last long, and in my opinion, it was the intermission between a dry spell of quality content. I do not think it ever would have gained popularity if at the time another meme was still flourishing. This meme is a general exception to my personal understanding of dead memes, because I don't think it ever deserved to be alive. That being said, even the Uh-Oh Stinky meme has a completely valid chance of return. On a general level, it may be readapted, or even simply revived in its original form to be appreciated. I sincerely doubt this will happen, but if it does, and it truly continues to bring entertainment to the meme community, then I think it deserves to. Any meme that, despite enduring a long period of dormancy, still brings entertainment to people deserves appreciation. We have to be careful haphazardly assigning a stigma of cringiness to a meme or meme format solely because its original moment of glory is over. Again, I'm not trying to say we should dig up stale content from the grave, without question. The majority of dead memes deserve to lay at rest, remembered but not revisited. But sometimes we need to allow good content, which simply fell out of its moment of glory, to reawaken, to entertain us once again. Thank you for listening.